The Gil Bar area was the target of an emergency cleanup on the Fraser River near Chilliwack. Cleanup volunteers rolled up to the site last Wednesday, August 28, with trucks and trailers at the ready to remove debris and waste left behind after an encampment with unhoused individuals was removed. The cleanup effort was led by the Gil Bar Restoration Team, EXA, YSI, Samilip, an Indigenous-led partnership, with the help of volunteers, said Annalise Cook, lands manager with Squaw First Nation. Because it's a gravel bar within the Fraser River system, the water rises with freshet, so any type of debris just gets washed away, Cook said. There was a sense of urgency to protect the valuable riverside habitat, she said, since Gil Bar is known to be a critical area for salmon and salmon habitat. The ultimate goal is to increase the number of fish and prevent the ongoing loss of returning stocks. It's overwhelming what we saw, Cook said about the mess they found at Gil. Tents, tarps, sharps, clothing, and metal were put in piles and dragged off the land. There was rotten food and broken glass spread out on the gravel bar site, along with hazardous waste like propane tanks and batteries. The pair who had been living rough in the bush were met by outreach workers from community and social service agencies, who were able to talk to them about available services and resources for those experiencing homeless. It was a one-day cleanup operation, but there were still one big piece left behind. We still have one item that was too big and heavy. There was no way to haul it out, Cook said. It appeared to be a fabric tote that was leaking, some type of mystery liquid. There was no room to get a vehicle into the area, so cleanup volunteers like David Ardill, Ross Aikenhead of the Fraser Valley Illegal Dumping Alliance, and Chilliwack Vetter Cleanup Society, and Lena Aziz of Watershed Watch Salmon Society, had to manually remove it through the trails. They trucked away about 2,300 pounds, 1,043 kilogram, of waste from the cleanup. Aziz said they felt it was incumbent upon them to get it done before the fall rains arrived and washed everything downstream. It became clear we needed to clean this area up as soon as possible, Aziz said. Things had been getting out of hand, she said. Organizers said the emergency cleanup effort was meant to prevent further habitat destruction in the riparian-rich area that was suffering from overuse, but was known to support the rearing of baby salmon before they migrate back to the sea. It really is a precious resource and we really need to acknowledge and treat it accordingly, Cook added. Vehicle access to the sensitive riparian zone at Gil Bar was shut down in 2022 after local river stewards pressured authorities to take action to protect the long-standing, multi-user recreational area. In 2023, funding of $1.5 million came through for Gil Bar restoration from federal and provincial governments through the BC Salmon Restoration and Innovation Fund. That led to the creation of the project EXA, YSI, Samilip, Gil Bar Restoration and Management Team, to implement an Indigenous-led approach to researching and conserving the rich habitat of the area known as Gil Bar. The restoration is still in the data collection part of the assessment phase, but they undertook the recent cleanup in the name of urgent habitat protection. Prior to the cement lock block they put on the dike to block off vehicle access, the gravel bar was known for decades as a popular outdoor destination where people would drive to the end of Gil Road in Rosedale to find a spot to off-road, camp, search for agates, fish, dirt bike, or have a campfire. But over time the ongoing abuse, trash dumping, and habitat destruction became just too much. The move to finally shut down vehicle access at Gil came after a few years after they installed a gate initially in 2019, on the heels of ousting squatters and trying to prevent the endless garbage dumping. The gate was repeatedly broken, and signage about habitat destruction was also destroyed, to everyone's frustration among the partners. Moves by DFO to protect valuable salmon and sturgeon habitat were on the heels attempts by local stewardship partners to try to put a halt to the degradation of Gil Bar, from endless pallet fires leaving pounds of nails in the sand, to environmental abuse like splashing through sensitive back channels in a convoy of trucks. Officials then blocked vehicle access completely in July 2022. Federal DFO officials had been granted the authority to close Gil Bar by the province, and it was authorized in conjunction with the City of Chilliwack, Ministry of Forests, and Ministry of Lands, Water and Resource Stewardship officials. The Gilbar restoration will be underway until March 2026.